us with your power. Live inside of me.
You're the living water, never drying, fountain. Comforter and counselor, in complete control.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
We are
in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me.
Fill us with your
power.
Help us to realize that it's your Spirit, Lord, that makes us what we are. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit to the Lord of hosts. Help us never to grieve your Spirit, Lord. Help us never to quench your Spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, minister to us as we wait in your presence as your people. In Jesus' name. Question. Who does this church belong to? What Jesus said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church doesn't belong to the pastor or the members. The church belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He said, I will build my church. Well, how does the Lord build his church? You know, if you have a carpenter contractor and comes, you hire him to do a job for you, he don't come with his two hands. Right? What do you need? You need tools, right? Amen? You're going to build it. You're going to put up the building, whatever, especially if it's a good contract. He's going to put up the building for you, but he don't put up his two hands. You need tools, right? So the Lord said, I'm going to build my church, but God have tools to build his church. Now, who you think is God's tools? Come on, who's God's tools? We are God's tools. So what we need to do is to prepare ourselves in such a way that God could use us, bless us, and make us a blessing. Amen? He can use us to build what? To build his church. So we are so happy to have everyone in the house of the Lord, and God is still on the move. Amen?
Amen.
Now, question. Do we need a revival?
Yes.
You think we need a revival?
Yes.
If there's one time in the history of the world or in the church we need revival, it's in this day and time. You think so? Now, if you don't need a revival, this message is not for you, right? Thank God for you. You pray for us. All of us that need revival, you pray for us. But if you need a revival, we need to know how we can get the revival. Amen? How we can get it. Because you see, do you know falling away from the Lord is not a hard thing? You can easily slip away. If you're going up on a hill, is it harder to go up? All right, correct. Who said that, Susan? All right, it's hard to go up, but easy to come down, right? So when you're serving the Lord, when you're going up a hill, but you can slide down anytime. Amen? So we need what? Grip. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need grip. And we need to grip on what? The solid rock. Our Lord Jesus. Once he's holding your hand and you're going up with him, you're gonna fall. But if he's not holding you, then the possibility is that you're gonna slide, right? Now what does it mean to have revival? All right, let me ask the question again. Praise the Lord. Do we need, it's on the board there, big. Do we need a revival? Huh?
Yes.
You sure, Sister Janice? Yes, Sister Janice.
We need to be restored.
So it means to have a revival. We said we want a revival. It means to have a revival. All right, that's fine. We can use a physical illustration, and then we get it spiritually, right? In Genesis chapter 25, 29 to 4 tells us, and Jacob supped, or was boiling pottage, or stew, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray you, with that same red pottage or stew, for I'm faint. And Jacob said, sell me this day your birthright. And Esau said, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore to him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage and lentils, and he did eat and drank and rose up and went his way, or he was revived. Now what caused him to be revived? The food that Jacob gave him. Did any of you ever have an experience when you didn't eat for a period of time, you just feel like you want to faint? Huh? And you feel like you were very thirsty, and you were very hungry, and you feel like you're going to faint. Then you went and you got a good meal, and you get something. Praise the Lord. And what you said? What the word you might use? I feel refreshed. I'm revived now, right? Because the food did something. It put something back into you, right? Now, many of us, spiritually speaking, are like Esau. We are faint and need to be revived. We need revival, but who will revive us? There's only one person who can revive us, and he is the Holy Spirit. But before we can have revival from God, the Holy Spirit, there's something we need to do. What are these things that we need to do? If an unsaved man wants to get saved, are there some basic things that he needs to do?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Before he gets salvation. Salvation is dear. And I was kind of wondering, because by the grace of God, I've been around for some time. Jesus already paid for our salvation. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Every blessing you've already paid for. So why are not many, many people getting it? Because God said, listen, in order for you to get this salvation, there's certain things you need to do, right? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be
saved.
You know what the word says? And we know, well, we have a kind of a guide we use. Realize you're a sinner. Be sorry for living a life of sin and repent in the name of Jesus through the help of the Holy Spirit. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe he came, he died for you, was buried, and third day rose again from the dead. Receive Jesus in your heart as your Savior and Lord, and confess his Lordship, and you will be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, right? Now, is there a difference? Some of you were here last week would have known this, right? See, something we missed out. These things need to be repeated so you can get it, right? Is there a difference between resurrection and revival? Huh? Can an unsaved person be revived?
No.
Can't be revived. You know why? He's dead. Amen? He needs to be resurrected. Now, who's responsible for resurrection? Could any human being resurrect anybody if they die?
No.
Who? The only person who could bring about resurrection is God himself, right?
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the person who brings about resurrection. Amen? He's the person that, in other words, who caused you to be saved. Now, do you believe believers need to be revived? Huh? When do we need to be revived? Now, if you look back, if you're truly saved, right, then maybe today they have a lot of people in, not talking about this church, but in the church. A lot of people is in the church, but like they're not saved. They only know about God, they don't really know God, right? They're not saved. Those people need help. And the Lord says, many shall say unto me, Lord, Lord, have we not? And he said, I don't even know you. Right? So we gotta be careful with these days and time that we are living in. Amen? You hear about fake news? You never hear about fake news?
Yes.
So just so that we have people that are faking it in the church. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ everywhere, right? Good. So when do you think we Now, many of us, when we were saved, when we really got saved, there was something in us, I don't know. I don't know if I was the only one, but I'm almost certain there are people that experiences something that you can't really, that you may not able to explain. Right? You may not be able to explain. Something happened. I said something happened. And you just want to do what God wants you to do. Amen? You just want to read the word and you want to pray and you want to tell people about Christ. And after a period of time, something went wrong. Nobody didn't have a chance to love God or love your fellow man. You wanted to. So when do you think we as Christians need to be revived? When? Come to all of us, not down to you alone. You know. I thank God for everybody in the Church of Jesus Christ who's making an effort to live for the Lord. But let me tell you, serving God in your own power and strength, difficult. You need the Spirit of God. Amen? You need the Lord. You need the Lord. We all need the Lord. Amen? Now, if a man is dead in trespass, he might be a millionaire, might be a billionaire, might be whoever. But you think his money could cause him to come back to life? Anybody else? Doesn't God raise him from the dead spiritually? Isn't that so? So in like manner, believers, no matter where you got or where you don't have, that doesn't really matter in this sense, revival. Revival comes from who? From God. So when we need the revival when we're not loving God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. And when we're not loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. What means to love God? To love God means to know Him. Does anybody here know God or they know about God? Do you know about God or do you know God? What Daniel said, the people that what? Do know their God. Now, Ireland is the president, President Trump, president, you know, maybe a lot of people maybe know why. How many of you know about President Trump? Huh? A lot of you know about, but how many of you could say, I know President Trump? You don't really know. You know about the man, but you don't really know the man. In order for you to know that person, you have to live with that person for a period of time, right? And not just for 1 day or 2 days. If I ask Jennifer, do you know Brother Robin? She doesn't know Brother Robin. And if I ask Brother Robin, because they live for a period of time, right? Even if I ask Brother Roland, do you know Sister Anne? Not about. You know Sister Anne? If you only smile, I know it's a little smiling problem. Because living for a period of time, you know, right? Amen?
Amen.
So now, a lot of people know about God, but they don't know God. Now, to really know God, you got to be with God. Amen? You got to be with Him, and there the prayer comes in. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He what? Tell me that I'm His own. So if you don't know God, then you don't really, how can you love a person you don't know? You know about, but you don't know. Secondly, to love God means to have what? Reverence and respect for Him. Do we have reverence and respect for the Lord? I'm going to move a little fast now. To love God means to put Him first in our lives. Who's first in our lives? Seek ye what? First the kingdom of God, Brother Michael. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and what? All these things shall be what? So who is first in our lives? You sure about that? Remember Abraham was an old man? Remember that? And God blessed him and gave him a child. Isaac. And the Bible tells us that, I think the Bible mentioned it clearly, that Abraham loved his child, Isaac. And the Lord said, listen, apparently Isaac was coming between God and Abraham. Because he loved this boy, like he loved Isaac so much. And the Lord saw like Isaac was coming. So the Lord said, take this son that you love and go sacrifice him. In other words, get to kill him. Because God will not be competed with. In other words, if you're serving God, God has to be forced in your life. And you can't truly serve God. Amen? It's God. God has to be forceful. So, you know, will Abraham prove his love for the Lord by doing what? By go, you know, he was actually going to kill his son? Because that shows his love for God. In other words, God was forcing his life. Then I show in Matthew, please pull up this. I know I have written them now. Matthew 10 to 4 to 13. Then you get Deuteronomy 13, 6 to 10. Alright? This is important. The love of God means to know God. The love of God means to have reverence and respect for Him. The love of God means that He has to come forth in your life.
Look.
And remember that we're not serving the pastor, the church, or anybody else. We're serving God, right? And the first person that we need to love is God. Then our fellow. You know what, in what the word says? Love the Lord and God with all thy heart, with thy soul, with all thy mind. This is what the first and greatest commandment. Then after that, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because if it wasn't for God, you and I wouldn't have been here. It's He who gave us life. Job said what? The Lord give, and the Lord take it away. Anytime God wants it, he can take your life away. He gave it, He can take it back. So in Matthew 10:34, I'm just trying to get on this point. Matthew 10:34-38. Whosoever therefore shall confess me. Matthew 10:34.
Hold on.
Are we coming up there? 34-38.
Okay.
I want to show you what the scripture said. Think not that I've come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but the sword. Who think was talking there? The Lord Himself, right?
Yeah.
For I'm come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, right? All right, next verse. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. You know, if you decide to serve, really serve the Lord, something people from your household, like they become your enemy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Because they don't want to do what you want to, because you want to do what God wants you to do, right?
Amen.
And they don't want to do it, so they're like, if it, well, you got your life to live, I got me life to live, right? Isn't that so?
Yeah.
And you got to work with your what? Own salvation with fear and trembling. You pray for them, you trust God for them, but certainly I have decided to follow Christ, and there's no turning back for me. That's my decision between me and my God. You didn't make me, you didn't die for me, you don't take care. God is the one, because if He don't give you health and strength to get to work, you have nothing here. Then you can be paralyzed. Amen? Next verse. Look at this now. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. In other words, if you love your father or mother more than the Lord, you are not worthy of the Lord. Amen? Are those are the next words? Continue.
Sorry.
All right. It's my fault. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not what?
Worthy
of me. But even your son or your daughter, you are not to love more than the Lord. God will not take second place in any one of our lives.
That is true.
He has to be what?
Force.
Amen?
Amen.
Some time ago, me and my son, we had one son I got like Abraham. From, I had more than one son, but I sat him down. We were having a little talk or whatever. I said, let me tell amongst this. I'm paraphrasing. I said, let me tell you something. This is the life I choose, right? To live for the Lord. Live to please God and work to please God, you make your own choice, right? If you want to go in another direction, it's your choice. Amen?
Amen.
I would pray for you and trust God so He can do for you, but that's your choice. Amen? Not because of your choice, I can follow you. I can follow you. Amen? I follow in the Lord.
Amen.
So if you love you, now some people just because of the son and daughter, you know, they have to be. Possibly the backslide because of the son or the daughter, or the mother or the father. The backslide, the turn away from the Lord. If you love God, God, if you really love God, God, that to be force in your life.
Amen?
Amen? Yes. If you love your son and daughter more than me, you're not worthy of me. Look at the other one now. Not your father, mother, your son or your daughter. And if that taketh not his cross and follow after me, it's not worthy. You're going to take your cross now and follow me. If you don't do that, you're not worthy of me. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife. Pray for your children, trust God for them. But when it comes to serving the Lord, it's something very personal. It's you and God alone. God will not be competed with. God has to be forced. Amen? All right, look at Deuteronomy now. This one is even stronger. It's an Old Testament scripture. Deuteronomy 13, 6 to 10. So to love God means you to know Him. To love God means to that you have reverence and respect for Him. To love God means what? You put Him what? First in Him. Do you know about any? I heard Sister Barbara talking this, who's kind of exhorting, you know, the young people and the girls and whatever. But do you know what any boy or any girl that was in the church, and because of some boy, they forsook the Lord? Or because of some girl, they forsake the Lord? Do you know about anything like that?
Yeah.
You know about any case? Because the girl said, he said, well, if you want to go the way, forget about me. Right? And he or she forsook the Lord because of the boy or girl. But God is a merciful God. Amen? And you try to pick and choose some of them the right way. And when they go the wrong way, then they realize, thank God they still help. Amen? Like the prodigal. And come back and Father is always willing to forgive him. Amen?
Amen.
So good. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, we're talking about the brother here, right? If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, your own son, or the daughter, is this scripture correct? Is this scripture correct? Correct, correct, correct. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, this word or, right? I think that's or. Or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, could be your husband too, right? Or thy friend, which as thy own soul entitled secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, and that word want to take you away from the Lord, which thou hast not known, thou art thou nor thy father. Look at the next verse now. The next verse, namely of the gods of the people which are wrong about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. Next verse, thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him. Neither shall I spare him. Neither shall thou spare. Neither shall thou conceal him. Look at the next verse. No, this is Old Testament. Thank God you're not living in the Old Testament. But thou shalt surely what?
Kill him!
And in the Old Testament, you're going to kill your husband or your wife or your son or your daughter, anybody who wanted to take you away from the Lord your God. But thank God we don't kill people, we pray for them. Amen? We bless them that curse us and we pray for them. Because let me tell you, the Bible says what? It's a fearful thing. When people don't want to hear, they're going to feel. Amen. You just put them in the hand of God, and some of you gotta turn back and pray for them.
Yeah.
Amen? Gotta turn back. Because they don't know what they're playing with. When you touch a true child or a child of God, whether it be a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, you touch a true child of God, you're touching God's child.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus said, you know what the Lord said to Saul of Tarsus? Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting? He wasn't persecuting the Lord himself, but he's persecuting the people of God and the world. The Lord said, why Saul, so why persecute thou me? Huh? And the Lord, if you don't want to hear, the Lord put his hand upon us and discipline us, sorry for us. Suddenly, you remember what Minister Gardner was saying about the man got a massive heart attack and he died? Huh? Have you gone to heaven or hell? You get a stroke or something and next thing you can't talk. Right? Or something terrible happened to you. You want anything, you want the judgment of God to fall upon you. Don't play around with God. I said don't play around with God. If God be God, what? Serve God. If God is not God, then decide. You better get quiet now, man. But thou shalt truly kill him, thine hand shall be the force upon him to put him there, and afterward hand of all. Why? The reason why. Look at the next verse. I think the next word gives the reason. And thou shalt stone him with stone, that he died, because he had sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Look at the next verse, from the house of bondage. Look at the next verse. Look, influence, something called influence now. Next verse. Next verse, what? 11?
You should turn.
Good. So, thou shalt look good. Let me get next word. And all Israel shall hear and fear and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. Amen. When they hear now, that's why something I discipline people. So that they will, that the others can know, you don't do anything what you want to do and just get away with it. Right?
Amen.
That's why the half children, when they're under the age of, when they turn 18, you counsel them at 5, but below that, you need to discipline them, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bring them up in the right way. All you shall hear and fear. Why do people, you know, imagine if they had no law in this country. I mean, if you don't like to take a gun, bam, they shoot you, no law. But now, if you're going to pull a gun and you're going to fear now, they fear the law. If they might kill this man, they might hang you. Right? So God got laws. Fearful thing to fall in the hand. But what I'm saying, when we say we love God, not all that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. But those that what? As I said before, this church is not my church. This church is not your church. This church belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And He knows what to do with us. Amen?
Yes.
He knows how to melt us and mold us and shape us and bring us. Thank God He's a merciful God. I don't mean if anyone of us, including myself, would have been here. Thank God He's a forgiving God. Amen?
Yes.
Because He's messed up a lot of times. Amen?
Amen.
Thank God He's a forgiving God. So you mean to put Him first in your life. To love God means to obey Him. 1 John 5:3 tells us, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandment. What's He going to say? I love you. God said, if you love me, do what? Keep my commandment. And what is His commandment? To believe in His name, in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. Believe He came, He died for us, He buried in the road again, come again. And to love God and to love your fellow men. That's His commandment. So if we love Him, we're going to do what He tells us to do, right? All right, I must move on. To love God means to sacrifice for Him. How much do we sacrifice? Thank God for people who make tremendous sacrifice for the Lord. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
They have a one in the psalm that said, and to Him that ordereth His conversation, I think that word conversation means way of life, and to Him that ordereth His conversation or way of life, I will show the salvation of the Lord. Listen. After the time you walk in the Lord, you're supposed to have an orderly life. Amen?
Yes.
So the first thing you need to do, this time is for me and God. This is a discipline. Amen? Amen?
Yes.
This time is for the war. This time I'm going to do this and I'll do this and I'll do this. If you don't do that, you'll be everywhere. If you don't aim at something, you hit nothing. To be everywhere is to be nowhere. And listen, you got to fight the good fight. You don't have to with your fist on it. I saw an amusing thing that some, you know, when you have Facebook, you gotta care for what you watch. You gotta ask your thing on Facebook, right? You gotta choose what you wanna watch.
Yeah.
So if somebody sent a video to me, a man slapping this lady. I think it was some in India. I can't tell you now. Slapping up the slapping. And the lady, like she lose it. So she put a licking pony in here, bam, 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 dump in the ground. They cannot bang them before. I'm not saying we don't say it right around, but sometimes people, you know, you drive people to that place where people kind of lose it. Yeah, but people shooting people out, I think chopping people. Huh? The Bible says that how am I putting in relation to parents? Parents provoke not your children. So don't provoke your wife or your husband as the case may be. A time may come. Trust God, if you're a Christian, you don't lose it. But time may come, you might lose it. Amen?
Yes.
And the outcome may not be nice. Amen? So live lovingly with your husband or wife, you know, whatever the case may be. If I want two chocolates, whatever the case may be. Amen?
Amen.
To love God, you mean to make sacrifice for Him. Remember the woman with the alabaster box, what she did? Did anybody tell her to throw that thing on Jesus? Huh? What she did, she made a tremendous sacrifice. That was would have caused about a 1 year wage. I know that what the Bible says, some of the people that was there rebuked her and said, why this waste? And sometimes when you're making sacrifice for the Lord, and you're doing this, you're giving all the money to the church. No, I'm giving it to the church. You're giving it to the Lord.
Yeah.
Because whatever you're doing, so unto the Lord. If you're giving it to the church, you're giving it wrong. Whatever you're doing, do so unto the Lord.
Yes.
Amen? All the money you give to the church. If you add up all them things, $500 amount you give it. You know the money you got in the year? Huh? If you don't tell you the money that. But have you ever considered that when you give your tithes and offering the Lord, the amount of blessing the Lord give you back? Why think you don't get the hospital steady and all them things? Because God preserving your health. Why you think you don't get an accident, a lot of things don't happen to you and your family? Because God paying you back, so to speak. Amen? Amen? He paying you back. And why you think you're making it when other people are working more than you and like they can't do, don't seem to make the way? Because God will say, when you give, I'm going to give back to you how? Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run over, shall be given to you. And God will see you through. I said, God will see you through. Amen. God said, you're an enemy, I then what? Brother, sister, whatever sacrifice you got to make it for the Lord. Because what the Lord said? Lay not up for yourself treasure upon earth. What? Where moth and rust are corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. For where what? Your treasure is. There is your heart. So you lay, you know you lay up treasure in heaven? Every time you do something for the Lord, you lay enough treasure in heaven. Every tract you give up, every portion of talk told about the Lord, every kindness you show, and you do this unto the Lord. Whatever you do, you do this unto the Lord. Every penny you put in the offering. You do so unto the Lord, God will reward you back. Amen? Why this ways? I think Jesus turned to them and said, leave her alone!
Amen.
And sometimes people are doing this and doing that. They're tired. Some of you might know how America's feel. That's why you know it don't be hard on the people in America. I live here. You gotta work. If you don't work, how you gonna pay your rent? If you don't work, a lot of things you gotta do. Amen? And sometimes some people are tired. Today, some of you going to see home. I must commend you to come for coming to church up here, say, man, today I need a rest, this whole week of work, right? When I come home, got this to do and that to do. But no, you make a sacrifice. You say, well, you, church. Not church, brother, sister. The Lord, amen?
Amen?
She made a tremendous sacrifice. God said, leave her alone. She did what she could. I can't do what the Lord didn't ask me to do. If I have ability to do so, I can do it. I can't do more than that. Sorry. Amen? And what ability you have, ever ability you have? God. I said, God. He's saying you do what you can. What you can't. If you can't preach, don't also be preaching. Something else you can do, right? Amen? Something you can do. The love of God, I must move on. Means that you won't want to grieve him. The love of God means don't want. In Genesis, the Bible says, grieve the Lord that he had made man. Do you know when we sin against God, we grieve? But would you like to grieve God? It is one person I don't want to grieve. It's the Almighty God. Don't grieve it. The love of God means that you will trust him no matter what happens. You know, sometimes after the things happen to you, and you say, God. You might turn to him and say, God, dear God, I'm serving you. I'm giving my best to you. Everything I know how to do, I'm doing it, Lord. I come back to you now, living to you. What's going on? But to love God means to trust God no matter what happens. Amen?
Yeah.
I said to love God means to trust him under all. I'm saying to love God means to trust him under all conditions and circumstances. Amen?
Yeah.
Remember Job? All them things that Job went through. All them things that Job went through. Did Job stop serving the Lord? But what he said? He said in Job 13:15, though he, that God, slay me, yet I will what? Trust him. I will trust him. And sometimes some of you might be going through a rough time. Something at a period of time I asked myself, I can't remember if I asked God, I said, God, why do this thing happen? The thing happened. Why do God? I can't imagine Job saying, God, maybe we say, God, what will they do? Well, all these things happen to me, but God has a plan, amen?
Yeah.
And you God need to trust God. All you don't understand everything is happening. So God, I trust you. You know it's best. All things that work together for good to them that what? Love the Lord that are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Love God means that you're going to serve him, that nothing will separate you from him. In Romans 8:35, Paul asks a question. Who shall separate us from the love of God? He answers his own question in verse 39. Nothing shall be able to separate you from us from the love of God. Now, have you reached that place where you say, God, nobody else in this world is coming between you and me? Huh? Have you reached that place in our Christian life? Nobody else is coming between. I love my husband, I love my wife, I love my children, I love whoever. But then they're not going to take your place. They're not going to come before you in my life, Lord. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
You're going to be forced. You see when you do that? You see what Job, after he went through whatever he went through, what happened? After he went through what he went through, after he went through the testing, what? God bless him. Let me tell every one of you here now that are in the church. We know that we're not a big church. What is it we have become big? Amen? And every one of you that contribute toward the work of the Lord, every member of the board, every child that do something, every person, every husband, every wife, every person do something for the Lord here, you will not lose your reward. What the Lord said. Even if you give a cup of what? Cold water. You will not lose your reward. Good. So, how do we know if we love God? To love God means what? To know Him. Have reverence and respect for Him. To what? Put Him first in our life. To obey Him. To make sacrifice for Him. Number 5. Number 6. To trust Him no matter what happened. You can call it that. Number 7. Don't grieve the Lord. I said number 7. Don't grieve the Lord. Number 8. Nothing will separate you from the Lord. Now how about your neighbor? A lot of people say, God, I mean a problem with you. No problem with you. The problem comes now with one another. Can a man say he loved God whom he don't see? And he can't love his own brother who he's seeing every day? Amen? Now, how many of you like to be forgiven? Come on, how many of you like to be forgiven? I tell you, I love to be. If it's one of the forgiveness of God, I'd be finished with it. Huh? Because of the forgiveness of God. But God said, listen, if you don't forgive other people, I will not forgive you. So when people hurt you, they do a lot of things, they say a lot of things, they do a lot of things. God is saying, if you don't forgive those people, they're true. How the Lord's Prayer go? What was the part of the Lord's Prayer? Maybe many of us said, forgive us our what? Trespasses. As we want, forgive those who trespass. So listen, do you know unforgiveness is a terrible sin? I think it can affect you. It can affect you maybe mentally and physically too. And emotionally. Huh? So when people do me wrong, before it didn't come to me, I forgive them. Because when you don't forgive people, it eats at your belief. The other person might be free of doing all what they want to do, but you're the one that has been affected. Forgive. Amen? And you shall be forgiven. Hallelujah. God's word says if you don't forgive, God will not forgive you. And I know some people's heart others real wrong. If Joseph was a man who's a whole malice, and if he wanted to take revenge, he could have laid down his brothers, you know. But what he said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And you see when people do you wrong thing, whatever, you know about them. They say, Lord, I'm in your hands. Amen? And no matter what they do, you're going to turn it wrong for good. And those same people, listen to me, those same people come back to you. And you might have to turn around and pray for them now. And give them a smile, please. Same people. Hold on. I said, hold on. Them same people. Because God has a way of turning things around. Amen? So to love, what does it mean to love your neighbors and love yourself? It means that whatever you want people to do for you, you do to them. You don't want people to talk bad about you, don't talk bad about them. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Whatever you want people to do for you, you must do for others. You know what Jesus said? Do unto others as you allow others to do. You want to be forgiven? Forgive. You want to get? Give. You know how the Lord put it? Or don't want to labor there too long. So when we're not loving God, loving our fellow men, we need revival, brothers and sisters. So don't let, as they say, sweep it under the rug. Amen? Don't sweep it under the rug. If you got a problem, got a problem. Amen? Stand up and face it like how David faced Goliath and said, listen, you You coming down. Wherever you are, your jealousy, your hatred, your malice, you coming down in the name of Jesus, you're coming down. Because I refuse to do anything that's wrong in the name of Jesus. So when we're not loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind, when we're not loving our neighbors, we're loving ourselves, we need revival.
Yes,
I said we need revival.
Yes.
When there is jealousy with among Christians, is that jealousy?
Yes.
Why do you think they stripped Joseph and his coat and threw him in a pit? Wasn't that their own brother?
Yes.
Because of what? Like a jealous demand. And like some people can't see you get up. Huh? I mean, say, your own when you get blessed, it's just like I get blessed because we belong to the same body, right?
Amen.
Amen? But some people can't just see some people get up in life. As soon as they start getting up, we think at all. We should think at all. They're like, you know, use the word like that. But jealousy, what about bitterness? There's a serious one.
Yes.
Maybe if you're bitter about people at all times, you could bring on cancer on yourself, possibly.
Amen.
Huh? Let the bitterness go, amen?
Amen.
What about malice?
Yes.
What about hatred?
Yeah.
He that hated his brother is what?
Murderer.
So when there is jealousy, bitterness, malice, hatred, what about gossiping? Do unto others. When these things are wrong, it means that we need revival. What about unforgiving spirit in our heart? What about division and worldliness? When there's worldliness, you think we need revival? I look at many men something, look at some television program, like you want to get sick. This man, they call it a club. And they might be right to call it a club. And then, well, let's say the church setting. It's there with me sitting around drinking and drinking. So they go and they drink and got a glass of beer and they drink. Now they make a what they call it? Where they produce the beer? What do they call it? A brewery. In the church, wherever they got that. And so people come in and they're drinking and I want that thing. Sometimes some empty make you sick. So we got to be careful. Worldliness. But they got a cure for all of this, you know. Amen? When they are gross open sins, such as stealing, lying, fornication, adultery, quarreling, etc. We need a revival, and not that, but you alone, that, but us, we the church. Amen? Because we're in the same boat, we're not part of one another. We're not supposed to pray for one another, help one another. Amen? When we are losing interest in holiness, we're not concerned about living holy anymore. The Bible, we're not interested in the Bible very much. Any other book, but not the Bible. When we're losing interest in prayer and fasting, don't have interest here anymore. When we are losing interest in fellowshipping with the saints or church attendance, before time, some people they want to open the church door. I can remember when after I got saved, I used to be the first person in church. Now maybe I open the church. I open the church door because there's something in your heart that you want to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. So what happened to do now? What happened to the interest? What about witnessing? I used to go stand by and just waiting for a person. God. I used to witness and say, well, Lord, what happened? I thank God, I still give me one more trap. Amen? We have to thank the Lord. And fifthly, we need to be revived to avoid the judgment of God. Revelation 3:16 tells us, so because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'll spit you out of my mouth. Spit you out. Spew out. How good. To spit something out of your mouth means you don't want it. You don't need it. And brethren, when we are not what God wants us to be, He will spit us out of His mouth if we don't repent. Amen? So, you need revival if you need. I need revival. We all need revival. Praise the Lord. Avoid the judgment of God. We need revival. Now, how can we have revival? Simple. How can we have a revival? I think I know this in my memory, so I have a comment for out for sure. This thing. God's will. How can we have revival? You want a revival? You go in many, many churches, baby. When you watch and see what's going on, you hear what's going on. Somebody ministers them and I like them the revival. Huh? What's going on? So the first step in having a revival, you must see a need for revival. If you don't see a need for revival, then how will you get revival? If a man's going to be saved, he got to acknowledge that he's a sinner. Amen? Before he can get saved. And if we're gonna have revival, we must what? See our need for revival. Lord, am I what I used to be? Or do I need a revival? You know, I have a song we sing, I think it's in the middle of this prayer. Oh Holy Ghost, revival comes from what? From you. Send the revival on what? Start the work in me. You must be honest about what then. What is the means God has given us to contact Him? Prayer, amen? You cannot fast and pray. Prayer, you need to pray. And what is the first prayer you need to pray? If you need revival. Forgiveness, you need cleansing. What the Bible says? 1 John 1:9. If we what? Confess our sins, He's what? Faithful and what? Just. Give us our sins. Cleanse us of all righteousness. Thank God to this scripture. Lord, thank you for John 1. And I don't know what happened to all of us, including myself. When I sin, just thank God and confess my sin. But I ain't making a habit. No, there are two kinds of sin. There are two kinds of sin. One is those who are weak and they might fall into sin. Right? They fall into sin. Another one is a presumption. Now, that kind of sins can carry the judgment of God. When a person knows what is wrong, right? And they're deliberately going to do it, judgment of God can fall upon you. If you have a child, right, and he got a weakness, so you say, show up. Right? No small children. Yeah, I'm not pushing anybody. When you got a weakness with him, you know he got a weakness with him. I'll try to talk to him, he'll be one and two and three. But if he know he could stay with him, show up, and he deliberately want to steal, show up, what are you going to do with him now? You're going to punish him worse, right? Than the man who got a weakness. So, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just. But don't deliberately go and do things as I need some knowledge, you know. Deliberately go and do things. And then say, forgive me, Lord. You know, I'm going to steal tonight, right? Yes, you're going to steal. And when you're done, say, God, forgive me for my theft. Next time you're going to teach somebody, I'm going to chop you. There's a deliberate force you're going to thief. Amen? Amen? And some people want to do the another one and do all kind of stupidness. And then come to God, forgive me. Listen, the Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Amen. Don't try to mock God. Run the eyes of the Lord, run it toward. To and fro, beholding the good and the evil. God is inside of us, and God said, I will what? Never leave you. No. You see, God only wants, we can leave God. Right? Because God don't leave us, but we can leave God. So I know that's why it's trying to be very gentle. I try to be as patient as I can with people. We kind of know how we human beings stay. We're full of failures. And generally speaking, right? We got weakness and we trust God. Some of us trust God. But others, I deal with them differently. They're deliberately going to do something. I deal with them differently. That's how God deals with people, you know. That's how we deal with people. So thank God we can confess. And when you confess, you say, God, I trust in you. You know why God, when David said, if they said David is called a man after God's own heart, didn't David commit terrible sin? Yes. Come on, didn't he commit terrible sin? Yes. He committed adultery, he killed that, to cause that woman's husband to be put to death. But he said when David confessed his sin, he never repeated a sin. He done with it, he finished with it. Amen? So, even if he's wrong, confess and say, God, by your help, what repent means?
Torn away.
You want to thief, oh God, bless me, Lord. I'm going to thief. Imagine, you know, get this thing. And forgive me, Lord. And you go back and thief again. No, wait, if you say, let him that stole what? Steal no more. Stop the stealing.
Yes.
Amen?
Yeah, amen.
But we want revival, and our revival costs us.
Yeah.
We must be honest that we need a revival. We must listen. We must pray. We must look to God. Anybody else will give us revival? What the Lord said, look unto me and what? We save all end of the earth. Oh, revival only comes from God. Just as resurrection comes from the Lord, nobody could revive. I know I'm going to a revival meeting, I'm going to Pastor Benny Hinn, or I'm going to some great man of God, and I'm going to revival. Who said you can get revival from them? Revival only comes from God.
Amen.
Amen? We're on at this conference, we're on that conference, we're on here all over the place, but they can't give you, no man can give you revival. Let me repeat just myself. No man can give, only God can give you revival. Amen? So look to God for revival, look to the word of God. Matthew 4:4, man shall not what?
Live by bread alone,
but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. Then you ask God. You have not because you ask not. Ask God. Right? Ask God. When you ask in faith. Believe, confess, act upon God's word. Say, God, I believe me for revival. Listen, when I look around, see what's going on? One of the places I pray for revival is here, in this church. I say I pray for, and when it comes, you're going to hear some night, you're going to know it. So until you don't have to tell people, then I start reaching out, and then I start weeping before the Lord, and then I start, because why, they get to revival. Amen? So we got to thank God. You know what God said? I sought for a man. If God can get one man or one woman to intercede and pray, great things will happen. Amen? I said great things will happen. But God said, I sought for a man among them to make up the heaven standing in the gap. Remember, God wanted to destroy the Israelites? Who stood in the gap for them? Moses. And that's why you have Israelites today. Amen? And do you know why many of your existing husband and wife and family and whoever? Because you got somebody in the family praying for you. And thank God for them. Amen? I said, thank God for them. They're praying for you. They're standing in the gap for you. That's why judgment haven't fall upon you. So to all of us now, we need to, Lord, I need revival. Oh God, I look into you. Your word tells me what to do, Lord. I look into you. I'm praying, Lord. Because I pass into my prayer. I pray the prayer of confession, Lord, forgive me. Now I ask you for revival. I ask you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you. And I believe that you have given me revival. I confess that you have given me. I act in the heart how I believe and confess. And I praise you and thank you for revival. And when revival come, you're going to know it. When the Spirit of God is poured out upon people, you'll know it. Thank God for you that are praying mothers and praying fathers and you that are praying. That is why a lot of things happen to your children. Because of your prayer. God is adding your prayer. Amen? You want to know why this is happening? Why? Because God is honoring your prayer. So I want to encourage all of us that to let us pray. I'm believing God for revival in this church. I want you to pray with me too. Believe God with me. Say, God, pour out your spirit on Christ the Foundation Church. We're targeting this church. Amen? And every man, woman, boy, girl coming here is going to be revived by this. But those who are not saved, they'll be resurrected spiritually. And those who are saved, Lord, they'll be revived.
Amen.
Oh, Holy Ghost, revival come from you. Send the revival and what? Start the work in me, Lord. Start the work in me. The first church that I was involved in, I wasn't a pastor then. I hardly remember. Knowing what actually happened, we prayed, and God poured his spirit in that sense. When the pastor came to take up, we had people there to be baptized already. People that same thing. I think, I can't remember vividly, they got filled with the Holy Ghost and everything. Went to Agricola area, wasn't up to now, maybe not well spoken of. We get people saved there, being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Went to a place in Houston, and I used to go to a place in Albaistown, go to Darmshalo, and minister there. My wife used to go with me in the Darmshalo, a whole ton of old people. They went into Enterprise, and that is predominantly Hindus. But thank God the church is up there. Not because of me, because of the Spirit of the Living God. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit of the Lord. I went into Britain Hoop, and thank God, God did some things there too.
Amen.
Now I'm in America. You see, when you be faithful with little things, God will make you faithful over much things. And I believe in God. God will bring me here and put me here just to come and see America and to waste time. I come here for a purpose, amen? And I want to see people get saved. I don't want to see people be revived. That's my reason for living now. And see people will get saved. And that the Christians, you know, if you're back, come back, Lord, be revived. Workers will be revived. So that God could get what? All glory, all honor, and praise. So when we get revived, what will happen? You're going to have a sense of the Spirit of God, a sense of the anointing. You're going to love God and love our fellow men. Amen? Amen? things that happen, we can start doing things that we used to do. When the Lord said, remember from whence thou wast fallen, what? Start doing the first work. Now, we should consider the joy, all of us here. We should consider the privilege God searches us from so many people and save us. Not me, not the church. God save you. Amen? And help you and bless you and give you whatever you got. And consider the privilege when God gave me something little to do in his kingdom. Amen? Whatever God gives you, just say, God, this is what I'm doing for you, Lord. I'm going to give my best to you. Give your best. Have you heard Minister Garden sing? What did he sing? How old is that man?
Mid-60s.
Huh?
Mid-60.
Mid-60, maybe like me. Yeah, I'm 65. You're only 66. And the man got a massive heart attack, and that's it. The man died. Amen? Anybody that guaranteed me that you will live to see tomorrow? You talk by faith. Tomorrow when to work in the field, you may go to bed tonight if you don't wake up. So make sure, brother, sister, that you're safe, and make sure that your heart is right with God. So when the time comes for you to depart, you depart. Amen? Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your neighbor, pray for your workplace and whatever, but make sure that you're what? Make sure that you're salt and light. Your life should be in, you should live in such a way that other people could be one to the Lord and be now an example to the believers. Amen? Be an example to everybody. Listen, I'm not saying that we are perfect. Nobody in this church is not perfect. The pastor is not perfect. Nobody is not perfect. We all make, you know, we fall from here and there, we slip up or whatever. Well, let's trust God, brother. Sister, let's trust God. We're going to move forward, you know. When you see God, I'll pour his spirit and the spirit of God just start moving. You're not placed in this church. Because it's not the minister doing it. It's not the preaching of the minister or whoever. It's God himself doing it. He said, I will build my church. But he uses us as instrument now. And I believe what the Lord is saying to all of us now. I'm looking for intercessors. I'm looking for people to stand in the gap. Now, you don't have to be a very educated person. You got to know Bible from Genesis to Revelation to be an intercessor. All you got to know God. I said you got to know God. Come before him and pray and seek him. When God outpour his spirit, things are going to happen. I'm looking forward for that. I think we're going into places preaching the gospel. Went into a place in Akowin, among the Amerindians, 45 miles down in a creek. Preaching the gospel, passed right on them. One a man there used to come on by me, Colin Bunbury. Man got saved. I think that same night he got filled with the Holy Ghost. Became a minister of the gospel. Praise the Lord, amen? He gave his heart to the Lord, preaching the word of whatever, whatever. People who get saved are filled with the Holy Ghost. So why can't it happen again? Why can't it happen again? It could happen because the same Holy Spirit went into a place named Demerara River. Praise the Lord. In the Demerara River, Sister Grandfather used to live there, Papa. You know, Papa. Then Gills used to go by a place near. A girl by the name of Lauren Chung. She came that whole weekend, she knew the Lord. Last night, the message was preached. She got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. She's a minister today. She preached in Kishu Carolina Church. Yep. Then, somebody went and make contact with me. Smiley, my dear, the kind of thing. What do you Aziz. And he said, he asked them now. I think my granddaughter made contact with him. And he said, she in Alakan, Sophia. He said, you think you asked him? He asked Sophia. He said, you know what, in Alakan? I'm trying to follow Alakan. That's my grandfather. He said, I got to see him on your mommy's friend. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Then if he comes to America, I get to come. Amen. But the point I'm trying to make is not the pastor, it's not the minister, it's God's spirit. God could take the foolish things of the world and what? Confirm the wise. And God could take any one of you in here and use you for his glory, honor, and praise. And don't give up on people. I said, don't give up on people. No matter what they do, don't give up on them. Pray for them. Believe God. Trust God for them. Pray for them. Weep and wail if you have to do that. God is the God of the miraculous. So, how many of you are going to give yourself to prayer? I'm going to start praying for revival for this church. When revival comes, you can know it as days from night. You can see what's going to happen among us. Because, well, we have the revival. Let's pray at this time. Ask God. Say, Lord, I belong to you, Lord. If you serve me, Lord, say, Lord, make me of some use in your kingdom, Lord. Oh God, make me an intercessor, Lord. I want to pray. I'm not able to do a lot of things, Lord. But Lord God, I would like to intercede. I would like to intercede, Lord. I'd like to intercede, Lord, for people so that they can come into the kingdom, Lord. I'm going to give myself to prayer. And if I can add some fasting to that prayer, Lord, I will do it. Because, Lord, I want my family to be helped. I want my church. You see, one time you said this kind goes not but by what prayer and fasting. I want, Father God, I want my family to be helped. I want my church to be helped. And I know the way that you use, the means that you use to get to the spirit of the outdoors through prayer and after that fasting too. Every morning goes to prayer every day. I pray and say, God, send a revival. Send a revival in my family, Lord. If they're not saved, send God, pour your spirit so they can be resurrected. If they're saved, Lord, revive them again. Lord, revive them again. You can't do it. I can't do it, but God can do it. Right? Lord, revive this church, Lord. We need a revival. Send a revival, Lord. Oh, God, our heart. You know how many of you might say, my heart is bleeding for what's going on in the world, for what's going on among the children, oh, God. Some of them are on drugs. Some of them are. We need help. I can't, but you can. Things which are impossible with men, they are what? Possible with God. I want you to pray and believe God. Remember, to love God means to know Him, have reverence and respect for Him. It means to obey Him, to put Him first in our lives, to make sacrifice for Him, to trust Him no matter what. It means not to grieve Him. It means that you must not allow anything or anyone to separate us from the Lord. To love your neighbor as yourself means that whatever you want for yourself, you want for them. Praise the Lord. Pray. Don't give up. Yeah, you might be failing and whatnot. Don't give up. Stand up and be an intercessor. Be like Moses. Stand in the gap for others. Instead of criticizing them and condemning them, pray for them. Pray for them that God will help them and bring them. Bring them out of whatever situation they are. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Praise God. Praise God.